The WHO survey notes that there are more than 5 billion mobile phone subscribers in the world today. That means that more than 8 out of 10 people around the world make use of the mobile devices. That's more people than have access to paved roads, electricity, or the Internet, says Misha Kay, head of the World Health Organization's 6-year-old Global Observatory for eHealth, which produced the report. Mobile technology, Kay says, is about more than just wireless phone calls.
And yes, it can be used for health, and it is starting to be used for health, even in developing countries. And our role is to make sure that we can communicate the message as to how it's best used and how not to abuse it and where it could go in the future.
The report notes that 83% of the 112 countries responding to the WHO survey report using mobile phone service for health care.
That, in fact, surprised us because we didn't think it would be so advanced. And within that 83%, we found that 70% of those countries were already running mHealth programs of up to between 1 and 10 programs, and 30% 10-plus programs.
Among the 14 different types of mHealth activities cited, the most widely used were health call centers, emergency toll-free services, and emergency and disaster response management. Kay says most other types of mHealth programs are in the pilot or informal stage. He says their growth, spurred by rapid technological advances and the declining costs of wireless telecommunications, is taking place independent of government and national or international aid agencies.
So the thought is, if we were to actively start funding projects in the developing world, we could go into a sort of a fairly strong exponential curve.
Advocates say mHealth initiatives are saving lives. Mobile technology is extending the reach of rural health care services, improving the quality of care and reducing costs. The WHO report highlights the mobile connections between doctors and patients in Ghana, the wireless collection of maternal health data in Senegal, and the use of instant text messaging to monitor disease outbreaks in Cambodia. But the technology is far from fully utilized. The WHO's Misha Kay says it was no surprise that half of the countries surveyed reported competing government priorities and a lack of technical knowledge about possible applications have limited their ability to set national policies that recognize and promote mHealth.
We all need to see the results are positive and they've been proven as positive. And at that point, I think we would see that governments will be far more likely to invest in these kinds of projects, particularly if they can also be shown that this approach is actually cost-effective, because, of course, the dollar is driving health services as the bottom line.
The WHO is expanding its database of best mHealth practices and creating a practical how-to mHealth toolkit. The information package is designed to help policymakers and partners in healthcare and mobile services develop new strategies for extending mHealth services wherever they can go.
First of all, getting countries to actually look at what their own health system priorities are, and then looking at how electronic health or e-health can actually be integrated into the health system to provide support to existing services or future services within the health system.
The WHO mHealth Toolkit is expected to be released later this year. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.